The morning we're continuing Chayodim, Klalam and Aleph, Simon Lam and Gimel. So the Chayodim discusses what do we do if we actually find the psul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, as opposed to a psul we realized before Kriyas HaTorah, or being Gavra the Gavra, etc. So the question is, we've read from a Sefer Torah, which we now realize is possible. So we do not go back to last week's parsha, but maybe the Kriya, which we've done until now, should not be accepted. Maybe the aliyahs which you've done until now should not be accepted. In Shabbos you have to have 7 aliyahs. Maybe these aliyahs don't count. Maybe the kriya of the psukim which you read until now doesn't count. Maybe we cannot say a bracha. We said a bracha at the beginning of the aliyah. Maybe we should not say a bracha at the end of the aliyah. Do we say a bracha in a sefer Torah which is possible or not? So that's all the questions which we need to address. And so actually there are 3 different approaches to this question. Regards to what do we do when the case for Sefer Torah was found to be possible in the middle, and the issues which they are trying to address, to understand the issues, is we mentioned that there's the opinion of the Rambam that you're allowed to read from a Sefer Torah which is possible. So we should argue that the Kriya which you've done according to the Rambam, we do not follow the opinion of the Rambam, and the law of the Shulchan Aruch says if you have a village which only has the same Torah which is possible, we do not read from it, we do not say brachas out of it. So the Chachila, we do not follow the opinion of the Rambam. But in the Bidiyavid, we're going to accept the opinion of the Rambam that the Kriyas HaTorah was acceptable, which means we do not need to redo the Aliyahs, which means we do not need to redo the Psukim which were read. But do you say a bracha in this situation? So saying a bracha at this point in time is not a bidiyavid. It's a lechatchila. Maybe we should say stop right now, take out a second Sefer Torah, continue reading from the second Sefer Torah, and say the bracha in the second Sefer Torah. Or do we say the same way we've done the Kriya until now? The Kriya until now requires a bracha on this Sefer that you read from, because that's what you had intent to read from. We're saying a bidiyavid, the Kriya is good. So bracha should be said on this Kriya as well. So there are 2 opinions, one of the Shulchan Aruch and one of the Mordechai, and the Ramah actually makes somewhat a combination of the 2 opinions. She makes somewhat of a compromise between the 2 opinions. Mishnah Berurah feels that the correct sheet to follow is the opinion of the Ramah. The Chayonim, interestingly enough, does not go like that. And the first part of the Chayonim goes that that like the opinion of the Mordechai. So we're going to skip that opinion because Halacha L'maaseh, we don't do like that opinion of the Mordechai. We'd rather read to the opinion like the Ramah. So the Shulchan Aruch held that you cannot make a bracha on the Sefer Torah in the Bidiyavid situation, but the Kriya which is done until now is acceptable. The Ramah says that you will say a bracha. So in that sense, the Ramah is being accepting the Kriya even more than the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. But in some ways we will see that the Ramah maybe is more machmer than the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. So if you look in the Chayyadim about 10 lines into the Simen Lam and Gimel, in my edition it's halfway along the line, and it says Alba b'mokum shenikva minig al pi Ramah. In a case where the minig has been established according to the Ramah, because again, according to the Chayyadim, when there's no minig, we have a different approach than we're saying over here. But if the minig is like the Ramah, we follow the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah feels that we always follow the Ramah. Azai. Okay. So according to the Ramah, like this, we mentioned before that Kriyas HaTorah has to be a minimum of 3 psukim. So if they've only read less than 3 psukim from this Sefer Torah, which is possible, we have not read from the Sefer Torah yet in a way that you're going to be yotzeh. Azai im kara kvar gimel psukim. If we already read 3 psukim, which means this aliyah was a valid aliyah. You have 3 psukim in this aliyah. Or you started one word in the third pasuk. So you finish that pasuk. So we're going to read from the Sefer Torah, which we know is possible. to finish that pasuk, we're going to make a bracha. We're going to stop there and make a bracha. According to Shulchan Aruch, what would happen is you would pause immediately, take out a second Sefer Torah, and read at least three psukim from the second Sefer Torah to be able to say a bracha achrona on that kriya. You have to read three psukim to be able to say. So you need three psukim in the kosher Sefer to be able to say the bracha after the aliyah. Okay, but according to the Rambam, you would actually make a bracha on the Sefer Torah, which is possible. Now, he deals with a situation where you're not allowed. You've read three psukim, but you read more than three psukim. You're at a place you're not allowed to pause. So he gives an example of that, and we'll leave that example for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.